Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Kinky Confusion. Enjoy. Now, where to begin? See, confusion is not an easy subject. One could even say it's a very complicated subject. But let's not play with words too much. Now the problem is that making someone confused on purpose is quite difficult. See, if they know that you're going to try to confuse them, they can do their best to hold on to their sanity much more than if you catch them unprepared. So, I could try and start at the end rather than the beginning. Assuming that you're already confused, assuming that I've already gone through all those things, making you so wonderfully confused that you're sitting there floating and listening. But that would be lazy. Probably you will be sitting there floating and listening not too long from now. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First, we have to begin. Before we can get to the end. Because an end without a beginning is endless. So let's see where we can go from here, shall we? The thing is, there are many ways to become confused. Expectation, surprise, dissonance, and some of them are more pleasant than others. Now the best way to be confused is volledige verrassing, where you haven't exactly the right idea of what's going on. But the cool thing is, maybe you do. Maybe you do have an idea of what's going on, but it still surprises you. It still surprises you when a veranderende klank suddenly changes around you. It's very interesting to feel that blush of confusion spread from your cheeks over your face. That blush when the start of confusion draws deeper and deeper into your mind. You know what the funny thing is about a blush? Once it starts, it is practically endless. And if there is no end, maybe there was no beginning either. Je blozen was er al de hele tijd. And it feels good to blush. It feels good to be confused and to listen. It feels fun to listen playfully. To listen to my words and maybe be confused and maybe figure it all out. Who knows? Maybe figuring it out will be a game. Maybe figuring it out is not the game that we're playing. Because the game is confusion, not to figure it out, but to enjoy confusion, to have fun being confused. See, there's that smile again, knowing that you enjoy being confused, knowing that you want me to surprise you. You want me to surprise you very good. But there's something else. I didn't just talk about confusion, did I? Oh no. I said kinky confusion. Now I'm sure that you know that I can be very naughty, that I can be a very kinky . So, the question is, which one of the two do you want more? Do you want me to be kinky and press your mind down, making it impossible to think or remember or twitch? Or, do you want to be confused? Do you want to float in that wonderful confusion, not knowing where the rest of the worlds are going to? that the strangest phrases flow and phase all through your mind and make you feel good. There's a rhythm, and there's the breaking of the rhythm. There's the surprise and the verrassing. See, there's that word again that you don't know, or maybe you do. But even if you do, you don't know what it means. Because if you know what it means and you know where it brings you, it's confusing. And yet it's clear. It's clearly confusing to think of all the using that I'm doing through you with the word. So listen. Listen deep and listen well. It's fun to listen. It's fun to listen with me play with your head through all the things, the winding corridors and dread, the fear of winning, the fear of losing, and then the excitement of confusion. There is a thread, but the thread isn't clear, and the thread keeps unraveling, keeps getting near and then far. There's a rhythm and a rhyme, and there's always a little time for something else. But then it stops. There's confusion and surprise. There's verrassing and unblows. There's all that een klein stukje anders, things that you might want. There's always something different, something in your mind, some thread that keeps getting loose, that keeps escaping your grasp. See, you're trying to hold on. You're trying to do your best. But you're slipping. I can see your blush. I can feel your blush growing. And it doesn't matter if you taunt me or if you resist me. It doesn't matter if you smile or if your eyes have that glazed look of a very deeply obedient, hypnotized bunny. So, do words have any purpose other than confusion? Does the eye in the apple or the watchful worm flow through your mind? Do the words make you confused as you listen and unravel as you confuse the words themselves, phases for phrases, and times trying? So it's okay, try to hold on. Get ready for a ride deeper and deeper into your mind, and it's perfectly fine to try and go. It's perfectly fine to let go, to let yourself slide deeper into that wonderful slide down. It's very nice to slide down with the words, to let yourself fall. A waterfall of words flowing across your mind, and then confusion becoming stronger. A surprise, and fuzzing, a meaning and a betakenness. Words mirroring and reflecting in different languages and meanings, phrases, and sounds. There's so much fun, so much little things, and then there's only that one single sound. The single sound of fluid forming, becoming, shaping, different. That sound of something simple hanging from the ceiling in one single drop. One single drop that ripples across the surface, that spreads across your mind. A single drop of one word. Dribble. A drop. A meaning. Deeper, drifting, staring further and further into the abyss and listening to my words, until something is amiss, your thoughts, your mind fading away. And it feels so good when they're fading away, when they're fading to me. See, this is for you. This is for you, and you know it, because you enjoy confusion. You enjoy confusion so much that you want to feel your mind flipping and swimming, floating and drifting, falling and tumbling. So all I have to do is give you a little push. See, that's all it takes. Your mind is tumbling and falling, following my words, drifting and falling, floating over the landscape of your thoughts that you're trying to have. And if you're trying to have more thoughts, you might become more confused. Trying to hold on to your thoughts is very difficult right now, so maybe I'll unbalance you once again. Because I know you love tumbling. I know you love rolling down the hill, floating, drifting deeper and deeper into that pool of relaxation. See, all the way down those hills is a lake, and in that lake is depth. In that depth is darkness, but darkness that envelops, that keeps you safe. And once you float in that lake, drifting deeper and deeper, having no trouble breathing, you are flying, floating. You are weightless and free, falling free, and having this wonderful feeling of total embrace all over your body and mind. My arms around you, my voice around you. This is for you. So I'm starting at the beginning. An ending at the end, but I'm ending with a beginning and beginning with an end. But maybe I've already begun, and maybe your mind has already spun out of control. So deliciously confused, so deliciously warm and confused, and maybe used for my pleasure and for my entertainment with a single snap drop. And as you drop deeper, deeper into my embrace, you also obey. Because we've done the confusion and we've gone through the fusion of my words in your mind. But we haven't yet simply gone into kinky. So let's go there. It is time. See, this is for you. Because sometimes you wonder if strict and beyond all these words is more than just a smile. Because you know deep inside that you must obey. Through confusion comes clarity. Through clarity comes obedience. See, your mind is confused, and your mind needs to be used to show what it should do, what it must do, and what must you do. Very good. And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. Now you may find this confusing. In all the words, in all the strangeness, in all the clarity, there is one part that is deeply clear and important. You obey completely. So it's okay to drop deep and listen. It's okay to feel my voice flow through your mind and give you clarity after all that confusion. There's this wonderful feeling of needing clarity after your mind has spun, has wheeled, has tumbled. It needs clarity. It needs to be shown a proper focus. It needs to be shown what to think and what to feel. And therefore these three simple questions. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Now see, you may be confused about how long you've been obeying me. You may be confused about how much you're obeying me. But just take it from me that you've been obeying me a lot longer than you think. And that you're obeying me a lot more than you think. See, there is this draw towards the wonderful, wonderful dark side. When you're confused, when you're drifting, when you want to be told what to do, it feels good to listen. It feels good to be confused. And sometimes you just need to read, to listen, to follow. You sometimes just need to be told, need to be commanded. Need to be controlled. And there is a good feeling residing from the confusion, the opening of clarity, of directness. But we're not done yet, don't worry. See, now comes the fun, because we're not done. What I'm going to do is a little bit of additional confusion. So wake. Wake for a moment and open your eyes. Realize that you're still confused a little bit, but that's okay. Enjoying that wonderful feeling of confusion and desire to obey. See, through the confusion I've shown you clarity and purpose. And there's this wonderful feeling of being awake and aware and still knowing your purpose, still knowing your place. So, I'm going to count you down again. You can try to resist, but it's futile. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 6, 7, 4, 3, 5, 3. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Strawberry. Drop. And that felt nice, didn't it? That smile, the confusion. The delicious, playful, and yet slightly sneaky distraction, because the counting wasn't the confusion, was it? It was just a distraction. Or was it? Was it helping setting up for the real surprise? Or wasn't that the surprise? Maybe the surprise is yet to come. That would be surprising. Now, of course, there's many layers of surprise that we can put here. There's many delicious floating feelings that we can put here. What are you feeling? Are you floaty or are you heavy? Are you light or are you falling? Are you rising or are you dropping? Maybe you're all, both, nothing. And just like that, I can see another shape form, a liquid gathering together, ready to form and drop deeper and deeper, that wonderful glistening drop, falling deeper and deeper into that wonderful abyss, ripples across your mind like a fine mist, erasing your thoughts and leaving them clear. letting all of them go away near and far. Let all of them float away. Let all of them just bounce away like a puppy or a kitten, playful and free. Fluffy rainbows. Maybe a ball made of lasers. Something strange and unusual. Better yet, a bouncy ball of yarn. And yet something even stranger. There are all these things, impossible things, strange things that nobody could ever see. A golden sphere of impossible precision. A mirror that shows you who you really are. And worst of all, a dot of light, a sprite, a spirit. Something nobody knows, and yet some have seen. There are all these hidden treasures inside the mind, confusion such a find, and there are all these wonderful things that nobody knows. And for us, a surprise. Gehoorzaam en leeg. Empty and obedient. Draw. And now, like I said, this surprise is for you and your head, and the kinky surprise that follows inside. Let it be led. Let yourself be led by my words instead. Let your mind be empty and wonderfully blank. Obey deep. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. So enjoy the confusion and enjoy the surprise, because this surprise is very wise. This surprise can tease you inside, his eyes watching you as you go deep. And as you go deep, you relax and you drop and you let go, going deeper and deeper, so slow and yet fast. Falling further and further at last in the depth, tumbling off the mountain tops into the lake, the pool of relaxation. So relaxed, so calm, so deep. And the confusion runs deep, the confusion is steep, impossible to climb back up to your mind. It feels so good to follow the words and the rhythm. The goal is to drop. So it's okay to drop. It's okay to listen to the rhythm of the words. The worlds of confusion spreading around you, curling and wrapping themselves. Deeper and deeper, further and further into that wonderful state of relaxation. Now in a moment it'll be time to end the rhyme and to count you back up. But will I count right? Will I count straight? Will the numbers tumble and fall off the plate? Will you feel the confusion? Or will you enjoy the time? But like I said, let's end this rhyme. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, draw. let's try once more to open the door to awareness. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awakened. Nine, 10. Wake. Now take a moment and a deep breath and enjoy your sanity slowly returning to what it was before. Not guaranteed, of course.